The Gemara at the end of Perek Matanim and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis says, "Ein Maraskin Lois Hashalik Lois Habarid B'Shabbos. One may not crush snow or hail on Shabbos B'Shvil Shizoyvu Maimov, in order that the water should flow. You should turn the snow or the hail into water. Avnoisin." One may put the snow or the hail, l'toich ha-kois, may put it into a cup of wine, or l'toich ha-kara, onto a plate with food, and even though they will dissolve in that wine or in that food, vein ha-choshish, and then he doesn't need to be concerned, because that is not considered a situation that he did risuk b'yodayim. And in order to understand this Gemara, of course, the Rishonim try to explain what is the Isser from Raskin as a Shalag Lesabarad. The opinion of the Rashba is that this halacha travels very much together with the halacha of Schita, that one may not crack the ice, to turn it into water, because it's very similar to squeezing a fruit to get out the juice from that fruit. And therefore Chazal, because of the gzeira of Schita, said that one may not crack snow, hail, ice. The Sefer HaTrumas, says that the issue here is the issue of Muksa. It's the issue of Noilad. We began with ice, and now we have water. So on Shabbos, we have created a new entity from ice to water. And therefore, Muksa, Noilad, is a form of Muksa, a new entity that wasn't here before Shabbos. And therefore, it's Usur. The Mefarshim ask that as we've been learning in our Masechta, so many times, this is a question that Degli Tal and many other Mefarshim ask, that we know throughout our Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have been debating Hilchas Muksa. And in Masechta Beya, right at the beginning of the Gemara, of Masechta, that Be'ezim and Aleph, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no Muksa called Noilad. And we know that on Shabbos, that Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So ask the Egli Tal, according to the Sefer HaTrumah, that says that the Isser here is an Isser Noilad, an Isser Muksa. So how could it be Usser if we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold of Muksa? So he wants to indicate a very big Chiddush. His Chiddush is that even Rav Shimon, who doesn't subscribe to Muksa in such a broad application, and doesn't subscribe to the Muksa of Noilad, will agree that when something is Noilad Gomer, when it comes in to that it comes into creation, something that wasn't here previously, and now it's here, that is considered Noilad Gomer. And Noilad Gomer, even Rav Shimon will agree, is Muksa. It's a very bechiddush, because we're speaking about ice that is in existence. The ice is being transformed into water. Noilad Gomer probably means when something wasn't here before. But when something was already in existence and just transferring shapes, that is difficult to call Noilad Gomer. But that's how the Sefer HaTrumah, according to Egli Tal, understands our Gemara. But if we look into Rashi here in the Gemara, as Rashi explains this Isser, it's very difficult. We have to try to understand what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Emeraskin k'deishi zoyvu meimov," and Rashi says, "Meshum de kamoilid b'Shabbos," because you're creating something new on Shabbos. V'domel melacha shabayre amayim elu. It's considered as if you're creating this water. Rashi is clearly not saying what the Rashba says. That the Rashba says that it has to do with Schita. Because the Ran that speak about Schita, Rashi doesn't speak about Schita in any way. He doesn't either explain, similar to the Sefer HaTruma, that the way the Agli Tal and most Mefarshim actually understand the Sefer HaTruma perhaps, that it has to do with an Isser of Muksa, because Rashi isn't focused on the end result. Rashi isn't focused on that we now have a new entity in the world which wasn't here previously and is Muksa because it's Noilet. Rashi is saying that there's a new Isser. You're not allowed to create something on Shabbos. And taking ice and making it into water means that you created something and therefore it's Asur. Going a step further, the Gemara says that, however, if you put it l'toicha kais or l'toicha kara, if you put it in a kais or a kara, then it's fine. And here too, there's a very significant machloikus rishonim, and the achronim are medayik in the rishonim. What does this mean? What is the heter? So if we read the last Rashi of the Perek, Ava noisan l'toicha kais, so yayin b'moisa chama, kedei l'tzanin, you put this ice into a cup of wine in the summer because you want to give that wine, chill that wine, make it cool. V'avavishin imuach me'elov, even though the ice will now melt by itself, v'einu choshish. So the Ritva says that what Rashi means to say here is that in order to not have a problem of a meraskenes ashalik, you have to have two conditions met. You have to put it into a cup of liquid or a plate of food, and you're not allowed to do anything when you put it in. You're just allowed to leave the ice there, and the ice will melt. And the ice will melt by itself. So you didn't do any action in crushing the ice, and you also put it into the liquid. However, many Rishonim are of the opinion that no, as long as you put it into a cup, even if you'll then crush it, it wouldn't be Asur. Why? So it's really connected to the Machloikis that we have just quoted. If we say that the Isser is an Isser of Schita, so just like we know, and we will, Amitz Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem, learn Hilchas Schita. So when we learn Hilchas Schita, we know that even though there are very serious rules that you're certainly not allowed to squeeze juice out, and even when you do, and even sometimes when juice comes out by itself, that juice may be Asur. But if the juice is squeezed or comes right into food, it's mutter. So here too, if your ice is in a cup of water or wine or whatever, or in a plate full of food, even if you crush that ice, that's not called an act of schita. Because an act of schita is only when the fruit, so to speak, is independent. And therefore, according to those Rishonim, as soon as there's water in that cup, you put the ice into water and cup, then you can crush the ice. And that doesn't have the din of that we should be concerned that it looks like schita. On the other hand, if we follow Rashi's pshat, the Rashi says that the Isser over here is that when you crush ice, it looks like you're creating something new on Shabbos. So there are two separate issues to face. One is the issue that when you crush something, that the actual act of crushing is Asur. And secondly, you're not allowed to create something new. So in order to avoid both of those concerns, the only way, says Rashi, and again, this is the way the Agli Tal helps us understand Rashi, the only way to avoid all of your problems is A, of course, don't do any active crushing, number one. And number two, besides don't doing any active crushing, have it in water or have it in another liquid or have it in another food. So when it dissolves, it never looked like something new came into the world, because as it dissolved into the already existing liquid or food that were in that plate. So again, we have a very big machlokes. If you put it into a cup, can with liquid or a plate with food, can you crush the ice? According to the Rashba and Ram, you would be allowed to. According to Rashi, you would not be allowed to. So it's very interesting when we look in the Shulchan Aruch to find these halachas. So our Gemara that we just learned is quoted in Siman Shin Chaf. Siman Shin Chaf and Aruch Hayim are the halachas of Schita and Shabbos. So that right away and helps us see that the Shulchan Aruch clearly held that the Isser of Ein Merask and Shelag is, as we've been discussing, an Isser of Schita, like the Rashba and the Ram. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hashalag v'abarad Shinchav Sif Tes, Hashalag v'abarad Ein Merask and Esam, we're not allowed to crush them, Dahana l'shabram l'chatiches dakois k'dei sh'yizuvu meimav, we're not allowed to crush them to small pieces, k'dei sh'yizuvu meimav, that the water should come out. Avul noisun toi kosher yayin or mayim v'noimav v'elav. He says you could put them into a cup of water, v'ena choshish, v'keim hinicham b'chama k'negad ha'madura v'nifshu m'tarim. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when the Shulchan Aruch tells us we're not allowed to crush ice, l'chatichos k'tanois, to small pieces, what that means, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to crush them to little pieces that will cause the water to come out. But he says, let's say you have a chunk of ice and you crack off a piece of ice from that chunk of ice, the halacha would be that there you're not causing any water to come out. And certainly if we're following the opinion of the Rashba, that the Isser is making water come out, schita, here we're not making any schita, and therefore it would be mutter. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotten Lamites, where he says, "Avolish bechaticha mimenu, to take a piece, to crack off a piece of ice, shari, v'afilu im yuzoivu katzas mayim ayidei zeh." And even if some water will drip out because of this, that wasn't your intention. But that water that you'll crack, if you crack a piece of ice and there's some water that comes off, nobody has any interest in that water. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Vav, which is on the Sif in Shulchan Aruch, the next Sif in Shulchan Aruch, that says Mud, which is really what the Mishnah Berurah just spoke about. Muta lishba kerek k'dei litl mayim v'taktav, you could crack a piece of ice, does make an indication. This is Sif Katan Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Kasam magen Avram, the benohar or be'er, if you have a river, osur. The kivin the mechubel karka, since now the ice is mechubel karka, so now when you take it off, now there's a whole new concern when it's connected to the ground. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ava harbe achrayim cholken alav v'sfir le d'shem mayim aleihem ben shech ben binyan v'stira." A piece of ice that's connected to the ground is not considered binyan v'stira, and certainly tzarek shabbos yesh lahakl. Where does this question come up? The question comes up, let's say in the winter, and it's very cold, and you have ice form on the window of your house. And are you allowed to take off that piece of ice from the window? So certainly, the Isser that our Gemara is discussing, of Eimaraskin as a Shelag, it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lama Beis, clearly are teaching us that that isn't a concern. But there is a concern, since that ice is on the window, and the window is part of your home, which is mechubel karka. So according to the Magen Avraham, taking that ice off the window may be an isser, a binyan v'stira v'kelim. But other than that Isser, we don't have any real significant concern when we take the taking off a piece of ice. But as is very clear, and all the nice Kalim here in the Shulchan Aruch say this, that the Shulchan Aruch here is very clearly following a approach that the Isser of Eim Raskin Sashalag is strictly because of the Rajba and the Ran, the concern of Schita. That's the issue here. But it's, and the Ramah here in this Gemara, in this series of Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch that discusses this issue, which is actually from Sif Tes through Sif Yudalit, doesn't make any comment on the statements of the Shulchan Aruch. But if we go back to the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Tezayin, where we were learning, we discussed some of these halachas in previous shurim. We spoke about the halachas of that Shimon Yud Ches is the simon of Bishul B'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Sif Tezayin says, Muta Litein Infanda Kenegre Eish. One could put a piece of kugel that has fat Kenegre Eish B'Mokum Shiyatzaledis in a place where it's very hot. Vafapi Sheshuman Sheba Nikresh, even though the fat of that food has congealed, and now by putting it near the fire, choizv nimuach, it'll dissolve. And the reason that we follow the Rajb and the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, is because we're not doing any risuk. We're not crushing that fat. That fat is dissolving by itself. The koshken k'dei rishyesh beirotiv, says the Rama, shenikrish kishishumen nimuach, you have a soup that has fat in it, that the you have meat that has on it a gravy, and the gravy is not separate, the shari. You could put it next to the fire, even though it will dissolve on Shabbos. Says the Rama, however, v'yesh machmirim. Some are careful to make sure that you should not let liquid, a liquid that was congealed, liquefy on Shabbos. And says the Rama, v'nagu l'hachmer, we are noy to be machmer, miu b'mokim tzorich, if there's a special reason, l'tzorich Shabbos, yesh l'smoich, Asvara Rishayna, we could follow the Pian Shulchan Aruch that says that if I didn't actively liquefy something, crack something, it's mutter. And all the nice Kalim explain that why is the Ramah Machma over here? The Ramah is Machma over here because of the opinion of the Sefer Truma. Where the Sefer Truma is telling us that you're not allowed to cause Noila, you're not allowed to cause something to come into creation that wasn't here before. Till now, this was a solid. Now it's going to be a liquid. But it's very interesting to point, and of course we have to mention that even those that are machmer, say that you're not allowed to, if there's not that much liquid, because almost all foods have some liquid when you would defrost them and thaw them out, but it automatically gets right away absorbed into the food. That isn't what the Ramah means. The Ramah is speaking about a situation where you have a meat and a gravy, and when you put that pack of meat and gravy next to the fire, again, we're not speaking about Hilchos Bishul, in what circumstances you may or may not do so, but you're putting it in a place where it will liquefy and you'll have separate liquid, you'll have gravy. If you'll just have a little sauce that gets absorbed into the meat, that's not what we're speaking about. But it's interesting to point out, and there are really two very interesting points to point out. One is that all of the Noisa Kalim, when they say that this is Usur, say it's only Usur in a situation where you put the food, you put this meat, this frozen meat and gravy next to a fire, and it's going to thaw out that way. But let's say you put it in a place, and afterwards you leave it somewhere, and you take food and you let it thaw out. That isn't what the Ramah is discussing. The Ramah is discussing where you're putting it next to the fire. But if you just took something out of the freezer and you put it on your kitchen table, you put it on your counter, what would be the halacha? There's no indication in the Ramah that that would be awesome. Now let's go back to the beginning of our shiur and try to understand this. If the Sefer HaTrumos, which as we say is what the Ramah is basing his opinion in, is because of Noilad, that you started Shabbos with something which was a solid, and now in Shabbos it became a liquid, and Dagle Tal said a chiddush that that's called Noilad Gomer, so what's the difference if I put it next to the fire or I put it on the counter? It should be usur under both circumstances because of Noilad. I have now a new entity that I didn't have as Shabbos began. And it's interesting to point out that there are Paiskim that say that even according to the Sefer HaTrumah, the only time we would have an Isser is if it was frozen as Shabbos began, and then during Shabbos I want to liquefy it. But let's say something was a liquid at the beginning of Shabbos, got frozen during Shabbos, and then liquefied on Shabbos again. There, they want to suggest that even the Sefer HaTrumos would be mekel because it wasn't a solid as Shabbos began. And therefore, that's in the category of Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, if the Sefer HaTrumos explanation is all based around Muksa. But now we have a much more difficult question. If it's based on the issue of Noilad, that we have a new entity, so what's the difference where I put it to thaw out? And why is it only us if I put it next to the fire versus if I put it somewhere else? So I did see that the Shevet HaLevi, the Sefer Shevet HaLevi, says a very big chiddush that since you didn't do an activity to melt it, and you just took it out of the freezer and it will melt by itself, that's not awesome. But that still doesn't answer our question if it's awesome because of Noilad. And therefore, there are mafarshim that suggest that even the Sefer HaTrumos that takes this drip, that takes this approach of Noilad, is not holding that this is a regular case of Noilad because I have a new entity where before Shabbos it was a solid, and now when Shabbos became a liquid, that's why it's muksa. Because the vart of the Gleital that's considered Noilad Gomer is somewhat difficult to understand, as we said earlier in our shiur. Rather, they say that the Sefer HaTrumos is really agreeing with Rashi, and is saying that what is the Isser on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to create something new. So if I put it next to the fire, so I did an activity of creating something new. Putting a frozen food next to the fire is a way of creating a new food. But on the other hand, when I take something which is a liquid, which I don't put it next to the fire, I just put it on the counter, and on the counter it's going to thaw out, that's not considered a situation where I created something new. And since it's not considered a situation where I created something new, it just put it on the table, that's where even the Sefer HaTrumos will hold its mutter. And that's why the Paiskim say that according to the Sefer HaTrumos, let's say I would have a food that's frozen and I put it on the radiator in my home while the radiator is still off with no heat is coming through our radiator. And then after the radiator comes on, it is an usur. Because when I put the food on the radiator, I didn't do an activity of melting food. I only did something that is there from, that I only put it down And that's not called an act of creation, which Rashi says, as we read the words of Rashi in our sugya, that the Isser is strictly b'shem the kamoilid b'Shabbos. I'm doing an active creating on Shabbos. Here, putting it in a place where it naturally won't thaw out, where it doesn't have heat, it's not called an act of moilid b'Shabbos. But based on this, the halacha would be that, says the Shmir Shabbos Kachosai, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that let's say somebody has a hot potato, and he wants to put on his hot potato on Shabbos a piece of butter or a piece of margarine, and as soon as you put it on it, it will melt. That very much may be usur. Because I'm moiled the Shabbos by putting in a place where it's hot, something that's a solid, and making it into a liquid. Rav Moshe takes a more lenient approach towards liquefying a butter. He says the butter started off as a liquid and then it just got hardened and then liquefying it is not considered a new activity. So just to review, the Isser of Raskin Shabbos is either because I'm creating a new entity and therefore I only could do it in a way that's not considered an act of creation, or it seems to be like schita, and therefore, where it doesn't look like it's schita, it would be mutter, according to the Rashba and Ran and the Shulchan Aruch.